Director General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Chairperson, I wish to congratulate you and the distinguished members of the Bureau for your leadership, in which I trust that the deliberations of the 39th session of the FAO conference will be successful. Allow me also to register my deep appreciation to the Director General, Jose Graziano da Silva, and the FAO for inviting us to the 39th session of the FAO conference. Chairperson, the Tanzania delegation would like to join the other delegations in congratulating Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva for his re-election as the Director General of FAO. The highest number of votes in his favor came as a clear manifestation and confidence that the FAO member countries have on his performance. Tanzania is confident that Dr. Da Silva will continue with the excellent ongoing work on FAO reforms in their quest to make the organization deliver better on its noble aim of reducing hunger. We wish him well and assure him our continued strong support and cooperation during his second term of office. Chairperson, agriculture remains an important preoccupation of the majority of our people, and it remains central in Africa's effort to address poverty alleviation and in realizing the continent's food security targets. In Tanzania, the agricultural sector is a key driver of social and economic development, as it has great potential for reducing rural poverty and hunger by increasing growth and investment in crops, livestock, and fisheries subsectors. In 2014, the agricultural sector contributed 28.9% of the national GDP and 30% of the country's export earnings. It employs 75% of the population, provides livelihood to more than 70% of the population, and it contributes to about 100% to national food requirements. Chairperson, while Tanzania is currently self-sufficient in terms of food production, it is among countries that are being affected by the dynamics of global food markets and performance challenges, which have continued to impinge on rural poverty. Despite of much investment made in the subsectors, poverty, hunger, and malnutrition still remain a big challenge. We are conscious that without proactive public action, many of the poor and vulnerable rural population will continue to suffer. My government has in place different initiatives, including policies which encourage utilization of the available potential resources to address the challenges of poverty, hunger, and malnutrition. We are also determined to intensify our efforts towards improving institutional arrangements and engaging the private sector in order to make strides in improving food security and nutritional status of our people. We believe this is the best way in building resilience and strengthening food production systems that will result in poverty eradication. The government of Tanzania has recently launched the Big Result Now initiative, BRN, which, among other things, aims at accelerating the agricultural growth and the attainment of specific targets in increasing production and productivity of critical crops for addressing food insecurity and growth in the country. Presently, priority crops include rice, maize, and sugarcane. The initiatives aim at bringing new vigor and completing the existing policies in catalyzing investment in the agriculture sector. The BRN builds on the Southern Agricultural Corridor approach, which was initially established to create a conducive environment and win the confidence of the investors to enhance investment in the agricultural sector. We are glad to have other complementary initiatives and programs that are implemented in collaboration with FAO and other development partners. We still welcome more partners to invest and technological support to combat poverty, food insecurity, and nutrition among our people. Chairperson, finally, I wish to reiterate our firm commitment to continue working with FAO in the war against hunger and eradication of rural poverty. We support the overall thrust put in the State of Food and Agriculture Report, as it adequately alludes to the theme of our deliberation this week, especially on the need to create synergies in integrating the social protection and food security for sustainable development. We are conscious that acquiring adequate financial resources to deliver on this task is a big challenge. I wish to encourage fellow members of FAO to continue supporting this organization. And in this respect, my delegation wishes to acknowledge the historic consensus on the budget achieved during the 151 session on the FAO Council. In our view, this is an indication of members' confidence in the leadership of the organization, in particular, Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva and the independent chair of the Council, Ambassador Wilfred Joseph Ngirwa, who have ably steered the organization for the period that they have been in the office. I thank you for listening.